It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Is paying off debt one of your top resolutions for the new year? If so, we'll have some tips for you straight ahead.
Let WSJ podcasts fuel your goals and dreams. Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Lots of folks set paying down debt as one of their top priorities when the new year starts. And Matt Schultz at creditcards.com joins us. He actually has some advice and insights on how to go about doing this. Matt, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So, Matt, what is one chief point that you would offer as advice to someone thinking of paying down his or her debt in the new year?
Well, one key point I like to make is something that people might be surprised by, and that's that calling your credit card issuer and asking them for a lower interest rate on your card is a good idea. And it's really surprising how often this works, because we found that only about 1 in 4 credit card holders have asked, but about 2/3 of those who did ask were successful. So that means that a lot of people are paying more interest than they need to be.
So if you're polite and ask, it could pay off for you.
Absolutely. And it's like my parents used to say, the worst thing that can happen is that they tell you no.
What are some of the other tips folks out there should know?
Well, a balance transfer credit card is something to consider as well, especially because it's such a competitive marketplace now that there are lots of good deals out there. And one of them that I like is Slate from Chase, which offers no interest on balance transfers or purchases for 15 months and no balance transfer fee as long as you do it within 60 days of getting the card. And that's important because those transfer fees can run as high as 3 or 4% of your total balance. So you can save some real money that way.
So if you think that you can pay off your debt in 15 months, this might be the way to go.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the cards that we have at creditcards.com. And another one is the Citi Diamond Preferred Card. And that actually has the longest introductory period that we've seen, which is 21 months, but that one does come with a 3% transfer fee. So it's something to consider when you're looking at the card.
The Federal Reserve has already raised interest rates once, and there's talk it could happen a few more times in 2016. Given that environment, what do you say to people out there looking to pay down debt?
Well, the Fed rate hike just means that we have yet another reason to pay your balances off sooner rather than later. And it could specifically affect balance transfer cards as well, because if banks can no longer borrow money for essentially nothing, they're probably not going to let you do it for much longer either. So what we might end up seeing in the fairly near future is shorter introductory periods with those balance transfer cards, maybe some higher fees, and those are all things to keep in mind.
With the new year here, lots of folks often look back and try to figure out what they've been doing wrong with their lives. Maybe they got to eat fewer carbs or exercise more, or maybe not get that $4 latte every morning. What advice do you have for someone out there thinking of dealing with his or her debt issue?
Well, the first thing that I think people should do is a little self-examination with the thought, know thyself, in mind, because that is really the best way to help you figure out what sort of battle plan you need to attack debt. So are you in trouble because of temporary issues like joblessness or a medical emergency? Or are you somebody who just can't resist the lure of available credit, or somebody who just can't seem to make payments in time? And once you kind of lay that groundwork and know that about yourself, you can start making a plan that's really going to fit you and really help you get after that debt.
I guess a lot of this also goes to get a budget and stick to it.
No question. It's really hard to attack your debt properly if you don't have a good feel for how much money is going out and how much money is coming in. Once you get a handle on that, you can do a much more effective job of figuring out how much you can afford to pay against that debt.
He's Matt Schultz with CreditCards.com. He's an analyst there, joining us to offer some insights on how to pay down your debt in the new year. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
When you're commuting, tune out all the noise and tune into the news you need to know.
Apple calls it the future of television, but is it?
Tech News Briefing.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen where you want, when you want.